Be Holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
It's easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for any of his word to be changed.
Be holy.
All right, listen, we have another study for you today. Glad to see you, glad to hear from you, glad for you to listen. And listen, we're going over to Luke chapter 16. Read to us and tell us.
Verse 16, until John the Baptist, the law of Moses and the messages of the prophets were your guides.
See, God is telling them, before now, all you had was Moses and the prophets. They were your guides. Those are the ones who wrote the scriptures. They had the scriptures written. This is what God said. They told you what God said. They gave it to you. They gave you the instruction. They were your guide. But now I'm here, is what he says. Tell us.
But now the good news of the kingdom of God is preached.
Who's preaching it? Jesus. He's the only one preaching that. He's the only one preaching it. Even John the Baptist is. Even his disciples had to go with Jesus. Even the disciples of John the Baptist had to find Jesus. Read it again.
And everyone is eager to get in.
See, they're even. Listen, John the Baptist was good. He was. He was one of the best. As Jesus said, he was the best. There's none like him.
Right.
But even those who were with the best had to come to Jesus. Because Jesus was God. God was instructing people on earth. And so they had to go. They were eager to come in. They even left John the Baptist to go with Jesus. And it's not just them. A lot of people were leaving a lot of those movements and things that were going on in that day and following Jesus. That's why all those synagogues and churches and priests and everybody was upset, because he would get up and teach and the people would just flow to him. Read.
But that doesn't mean that the law has lost its force.
Yeah, the law is still there. Who is it for? The law is for sinners. That's what the law is for. Read.
It is easier for heaven and earth to disappear than for the smallest point of God's law to be overturned.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere. You know, you can get a new version. You know how they don't like the King James now, so they go to 20 other different versions trying to make the Bible say what they want the Bible to say.
Right.
It's easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for any of his word to be changed. You can read all of those other versions if you want to. That's fine. But really, the knowledge that you need is going to come from the Lord. You have to get the knowledge from him, just like he said. Moses and the prophets, but now it's Jesus. Now Jesus is here to teach you. And so you have to come to him to get the teaching. You can't go to the scriptures to get the teaching. You can't get the understanding from the scriptures. You have to go to God to get the understanding. So when you read the scriptures, you understand. God has to open your understanding so that you can understand the scriptures. You're not going to get an understanding from the scriptures. You have to ask God for the understanding. That's why I know you can't go to seminary and get an understanding. You have to go to God to get the understanding. Why go to somebody else when God has all the answers? If God has all the answers, go to him. He said, if any man lacks wisdom, ask God. He didn't say go to seminary. He didn't say go to Bible class, he didn't say go to church. He said, ask God. And what God gives you, it's easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for any of that to be changed. Read to us.
For example, a man who divorces his wife and marries someone else commits adultery.
See, this is not me talking. I didn't say that. God said that. He said nothing in his word will change, right? Ain't that what he said?
Right.
This might have been 2,000 years ago that he said this again, but this is what he said. Read it again.
For example, a man who divorces his wife and marries someone else commits adultery.
So you divorce your wife and you go get another wife. That's the only reason you divorce, because you want another one. You want to get out of what you're in so you can get another one. So you divorce them. But Jesus said what?
Anyone.
Was he saying just black people? No. Was he saying just white people? No. Was he saying green people? No. Was he saying yellow people? No. He said who? Anyone. If you divorce your wife and go marry another, you commit adultery. You're not going to get that mixed up. You're not going to get that mixed up, no kind of way. You understand exactly what adultery is. Adultery is not walking in and catching your wife with somebody else. That's one act of adultery. But he's talking about the sin of adultery right here. You will actually be in sin if you marry somebody else. I did not say this. This was here before I got here. This is what God said. Does everybody understand that? Raise your hand if you don't know what adultery means. Put your hand down. Listen, what you want to do is obey God. God says to do this and to do that, or don't do this and don't do that. Those are his words. And he said, heaven and earth shall pass away before anything is changed about what I said. He said it's easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for the word of God to be changed. And it won't be changed. I don't care who you are. It's not going to be changed. It's not going to change for you. It's not going to change for me. It's not going to change for you. Nobody else. You have to obey it. And so he gave this example. He said what? What did he say?
A man who divorces his wife and marries someone else commits adultery.
Yes. And so I know many of you are going to try to jump over to Matthew chapter 5. And that's what it's going to get you. See, you're thinking that it says because someone being unfaithful, you can get a divorce. The Bible don't say that. The Bible doesn't say that. It said for fornication, and fornication is before marriage. So if they were unfaithful to you before you got married, then you could divorce them because now they're with someone else. If they told you they were a virgin and then you get married and you find out 2 weeks later that they have 10 children, you can divorce them because they told you that you were the only one for them. They were a virgin. They didn't have any children. And so now you've gotten married and you found out that they have 10 children. You can divorce them. That's what Matthew was talking about, just like Mary and Joseph. Joseph thought that Mary, the mother of Jesus, he thought that she was with somebody else when the Holy Ghost said that she was with child. He thought that she was with someone else. And so he was ready to put her away. He thought she was unfaithful to him, but no, she wasn't. And he would have been right, but what did God come and tell him? Don't divorce her. Don't put her away. This is of the Holy Ghost. This is of God. This right here is of the Holy Ghost. Don't do anything. And so he stayed. That's the fornication that it's talking about. It's not talking about because you came home and found her in bed with somebody else that you're able to divorce her. No, no, you can't divorce her. It says fornication. That's before marriage. Married people don't fornicate. Married people don't fornicate. So that scripture don't let you out of it. You are bound to that man till death. Now, if they're beating you or if they're misusing you or abusing you, get out of there. But you can't go marry someone else. Flee to safety, but you can't marry someone else. You're still married to that person. You're trying to save your life by getting away, and that's good. But then you turn yourself, your life against God by going and marrying someone else. You cannot do that. If you do that, it will sever the relationship you have with God, because he's telling you right now, he says here, this will not change. He says right here, listen, I told my wife, when I found this, I said, listen, you can go sleep with whoever else you want to in this world. I'm telling you, you're not divorcing me and I'm not divorcing you. We are stuck with each other. Why? Because we have to be stuck to each other because God says we are stuck until death. Until one of us dies, we are bound together. That's why she left her father's house. That's why I left my father's house. We came together as one person. We're marriage. We're people. We are committed to each other. And so we cannot divorce each other just because of something happened. Now, trust me, my wife would never do anything like that. And I would never do anything like that. But she had to know that I'm not divorcing her no matter what she says. And she's not divorcing me no matter what I say. That's an agreement. And because it won't change. It says here, for an example, what does it say again?
A man who divorces his wife.
Yes.
And marries someone else.
Yes.
Commits adultery.
That's what Jesus said, right?
Right.
Did Jesus lie?
No, sir.
No, he didn't lie. He told the truth. He said, this is what's going on. You're an adulterer if you do this. That's what he said. Read on.
And anyone who marries a woman divorced from her husband.
See that?
Commits adultery.
See that? Read it again.
And anyone.
Anyone.
Who marries a woman.
Who marries a woman.
Divorced from her husband.
Divorced from her husband.
Commits adultery.
I didn't write that either. I'm telling you what God says, and all we can do is obey what he says. Now, like I said, if you're being abused, get out of there, separate. You can be separate. You can live a separated life from your husband or your wife, but you can't go dating, you can't go marry, and you can't do any of that because that would put you back into the mode of an adulterer and so or an adulteress. And so if you do that, guess what happens? Guess what happens? Adulterers will not make it into the kingdom of God. That's what we read. You will not make it into the kingdom. You will not inherit. It said those who do these things will not inherit the kingdom of God. I cannot say it long enough. There are so many people in church who are remarried and don't even know that they're against God. They're good people. They mean well, but they just didn't know when they were involved that God had said this. And it's our job at Be Holy to come and tell you these things so that you can make a conscious decision to obey God. That's what we do. We are commissioned. We are helped by God to do this. We're bound to every man's conscience. We have to say everything that is right so that you can make a conscious decision and follow God the way you're supposed to follow God and not follow God the way you want to follow God. Listen, come on over to our Facebook page at Be Holy Broadcast. Like us, start a conversation with us, or go over and hear our podcast at podbean.com. Be Holy. All you have to do is come by. We want to hear from you. We want to see you.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.